Today, of all days, it's probably a bit cliche, but I'm going to tell you the story about a baby being born. No, it's not actually Jesus. We'll get to that, I promise. But I want to tell you about my daughter being born. I remember the night quite well. It was an induced delivery, which meant that we knew when they were going to give her the drugs that would start the process. Now, I was quite naive at this point and thought that once they gave the drugs and induced, a few hours later, and it would be over. Baby would be born. Wrong. Very wrong. The first night, we slept in fits and spurts, both kind of from the excitement and also from the anxiety of it all. But also because, you know, it's a hospital, so medical staff are coming in and out at every hour. And we got moved to another room at 4 a.m. And then the whole next day went through with very little happening. I was exhausted, but I couldn't sleep. More drugs, some walking, some examination. It just kind of went on and on. But then in the wee morning hours of the next day, it got exciting. Monitors started beeping. More staff came in. There was pushing. I didn't even care how tired I was at this point. Then, just like that, with a very strong push and the help of a vacuum on our baby's head, our baby was out. It was a split second. They laid her on my spouse's chest and wiped her off. Then they whisked her away to get her cleaned up some more. One of the team gestured toward me and said, "Come over here, Dad." Bleary-eyed, I just kind of looked around the room. Who is she talking to? And the nurse next to me was very kind, and she whispered, "That's you." Now, some more time passed, and I'm sure some important things happened, but it wasn't until the whole thing was over that I actually felt tired. And I tell you this story because Christmas has a similar ebb and flow to it. No doubt the Holy Family's hearts were racing and adrenaline was pumping throughout the night. I mean, there were angels, there were shepherds, stars were appearing. And then Mary gives birth to Jesus. And she wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger. And then my guess is, based on my limited experience, that she then passed out from sheer exhaustion. Now, the gospel we hear tonight, the Gospel of Luke, gives us only one sentence about Jesus' actual birth, just one. But the outlier gospel, John, tells us something that is slightly more poetic. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Or the more literal reading from the Greek, and I like this one, the Word became flesh and meaty and pitched his tent with us. I like this idea of a meaty Jesus. But when you take the two stories together, they tell us something really incredible. That Mary gives birth to God. The vast creator of the entire universe became a tiny, helpless baby. Just like how each of us start. Uh-oh. Now, after baby and mom had eaten, they moved us to a recovery room where the nurse went over some care instructions. "You're going to want to feed her every 2 hours for the first few days," she said matter-of-factly. I'm nodding, just trying to keep my eyes open. "And you'll come let us know when it's time," I asked. Confident, it was just an oversight that she had forgotten to mention. "Surely," I was thinking, "they're not going to just trust the life of this tiny new little person to two sleep-addled fools who didn't have the first idea about what they were doing. "Oh no," she said with a smile as she left. "We're here if you need help, but it's all on you now." Uh-oh. So all we know from how Mary reacted was that she pondered all of the things that had happened in her heart. It seems awfully understated, I think. But what we do know is that Christmas Eve turned into Christmas Day, and then more days. But did Mary wake up that next morning and have her own uh-oh moment? Was it a series of moments throughout her life? Could Jesus escape from his swaddles? Did Mary wish frequently that she had a set of PPTPs? Did Jesus latch well? Did he have colic? Did he spit up a lot? And as he grew, did Mary get annoyed when she had to change yet another poopy band of cloth while Joseph was way out there in the shop? Did Jesus start to wander when he learned to walk? Did he throw tantrums when he couldn't get that fig that he really wanted in the marketplace? Did he grow up to be a pissy teenager? Was he embarrassed to have wet dreams? Did he like his body? Was he good at sports? It's just a long list of uh-ohs for Mary. Now, as someone who has never and can ever give birth, I don't want to overstep my bounds here, but my experience when my daughter was born, as exhausting as it was, pales in comparison to the fatigue and messiness of actually raising a child. Birth can involve blood and fluids, poop and smells. But you know what else? So does being a human and being alive. To believe that God truly became human in the person of Jesus of Nazareth is a wildly radical claim. Theologian Rosemary Houghton once wrote, "Christianity is far more than any other a physical religion, which is one reason why so many spiritually minded people find it gross and fleshy and try to refine and spiritualize it." But the unsanitized version is better. God is willing to get stinky and dirty and feel pain and heartache because it's important. Experiencing the mess of humanity, our mess, is important. And to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus, means that just as he did, we must embrace it all. The totality of the body, the totality of who we are. Gregory of Nazianzus wrote in the 4th century, "That which was not assumed cannot be redeemed." And Athanasius, speaking in the same century, taught that Jesus became human, that we might become God. Each year at Christmas, we are reminded by the witness of Jesus to love matter, as inherently messy as that might be. Jesus has assumed it. He became matter. He became physical. And he redeemed it. And we must believe and confess that, or we are missing a key message of Jesus, that to follow his example, we must love and care for our physical bodies. And we also must love and care for the physical bodies of those around us. Each year, we go through this Advent season to prepare for the birth of Christ. It's a birth that happened only once, 2,000 years ago, to a poor refugee family in the Middle East. So, why do we need to prepare for what amounts to a birthday party? Well, to quote the Christmas carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. Be born in us today. Each year, as we remember Jesus' birth, God is born afresh in our messy and physical hearts, calling us to follow in the messy and holy way of Christ. So I want to ask you, how will you follow the example of Jesus this year? How will you find Christ in others this year? How will you love what Jesus loves this year? And as you move forward, how will you come closer and closer to your very own beloved godness to which each of us is called?